I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. Good afternoon. It's 4:32. I'm sitting in for Ryan Vasquez. He's taking some well-deserved time off. We'll talk about the forecast in just a moment. A federal judge is delaying a decision that could close some Alabama abortion clinics. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson told attorneys back in June that he hoped to rule on Alabama's tough new abortion law. The measure requires doctors at abortion clinics to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The judge says he needs extra time. He hopes to have a ruling by Monday. An Alabama lawmaker says it'll be next spring before the state can resume executing death row inmates. APR's Jeremy Loeb has more.
Republican State Senator Cam Ward says next spring will be the earliest lawmakers will be able to pass new legislation allowing Alabama to receive drugs used for executions. Ward says the state is basically out of chemicals. He says pharmaceutical companies are refusing to sell Alabama more drugs until they can get some type of protection or, quote, immunity. Republican Representative Lynn Greer proposed legislation during the last session to keep the names of drug suppliers confidential. He has said the companies fear lawsuits and backlash from death penalty opponents. There are 16 death row inmates who have exhausted appeals and await execution. Jeremy Loeb, APR News.
A Huntsville University professor is challenging her murder conviction. Amy Bishop was found guilty of shooting three people to death after she was turned down for tenure at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Bishop says there were mistakes in her trial. Specifically, she claims the prosecutors failed to prove that she killed anyone. The prosecution says Bishop is stuck with life without parole, and she's trying to get out of it. And Montgomery County has a deal in mind for drivers facing jail time due to unpaid parking tickets. The county is declaring tomorrow a traffic ticket amnesty day. Drivers can pay half of their outstanding traffic fines, and in return, the county will cancel that driver's arrest warrant. The remaining half of the fines have to be paid off within 6 weeks. Tiffany McCord is a Montgomery County Circuit Court clerk. She says it's a good way to avoid a messy arrest record.
Normally, we don't offer any sort of payment arrangement. This way, you don't have to be arrested. You don't have to go before the judge. We are just saying, if you will come in and make these arrangements and follow these arrangements, we'll take all that away and you'll be able to resolve your tickets easily.
If you'd like more details on the traffic ticket payback program, just contact the Montgomery County Clerk's Office. A little bit of rain here and there, but a 50-50 chance of showers moving in for the Huntsville area by tomorrow, and maybe a 30% chance of rain coming in for the Gulf Coast. You're listening to member-supported Alabama Public Radio. In just a few minutes, we all know that David Farragut was the admiral who won the Battle of Mobile Bay. In a few minutes, Stan Ingold will introduce us to the man who lost. It's 4:35.